Welcome to Top Story. My name is Kenneth Jesse. Tonight, the opposition MPP says it has no confidence in Attorney General Dominic Aiyini to independently investigate or prosecute the latest bribery allegations involving the AXA Energy Power Project. Speaking at the party's headquarters here in Accra, the NPP MP for Mesia South said the party is arguing that because some of the people who could come under scrutiny are politically connected to the governing NDC, the investigation should be handled in a manner that inspires public confidence. Listen to him.
The MPP wishes to place on record its lack of confidence in the current Attorney General as far as the handling of this matter is concerned. Since assuming office on the 22nd of January 2025, Dr. Dominic Aiyini as Attorney General has been associated or has been keen with the filing of discontinuance or nulli prosequi or abandonment of prosecutions involving persons connected with both the previous government and the current NDC administration. We recall in particular the Attorney General's entry of nulli prosequi in matters including the snitch scandal, the Saglami housing projects case, the Cocoa Board related cases, the Unibank case, among others. These decisions have raised serious questions about accountability, the recovery of public funds, and the extent to which taxpayers may ultimately bear the financial consequences. In particular reference is the Unibank case, which forms part of a wider banking sector cleanup and involved substantial public expenditure. The Attorney General has not only come under criticism for failing to make critical disclosure before Parliament, the Attorney General has failed to make public details of the plea bargain that he purports to have entered into with the accused persons in the matter, thereby fueling concerns about transparency and accountability. Against this background, we do not believe that the Attorney General can command the confidence of the Ghanaian public to independently investigate or prosecute allegations involving officials or politically connected persons of the NDC. The repeated discontinuance of prosecutions involving persons associated with the NDC administration has created a reasonable perception of selective accountability. The Ghanaian people in this circumstance deserve investigations which they can have confidence in. One that is guided not by political affiliation, but by the evidence.
Well, the MPP is also demanding answers over the identity of a person described in the U.S. court proceedings as a relative of then-President John Mahama in connection with the AXA deal. The party says it wants investigators to establish who the person is, their relationship with President Mahama, their role in the transaction, and whether they received any money.
The public inquiry will reveal the identity of the individual described in the United States court as the presidential relative. This is particularly important because the matter raises questions similar to concerns that arose in the Airbus scandal, where a person described as a close relative of a high-ranking Ghanaian official appeared in the relevant court record. The Ghanaian public deserves to know who was this person. What was the person's relationship with President John Dramani Mahama, His Excellency? What company or entity was the person associated with? What role did the person play in the AXA transaction? Did the person receive any money? If money was received, how much? For what service or purpose? More importantly, Ghanaians want to know why it is always a relative of President John Dramani Mahama, how his involvement influenced the approval process.
Anerje Bafwewa is MPP MP for Menchia South. Theophilus Jimega is a lawyer and a member of the NDC communication team. Adam Senanu is the chairperson of the Africa Union Advisory Board Against Corruption. He's also an anti-corruption campaigner. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me this evening. With Mr. Theophilus Jimega, let me begin with you. These are the concerns and allegations being leveled against the Attorney General by the opposition. How does the party NDC take these?
The allegations are baseless, unfounded, and without merit. Number one. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir.
Yes. Number one, he talks about plea bargain being entered without parliament being briefed. He is currently a member of the team that is plea bargaining for Chairman Wuntumi. I would have wished he would have put how far they've gone with their plea bargaining out, so that everybody would have been aware that this is what we are bargaining with the Attorney General. That would have been a very good background to start with before calling somebody black. Number two, the Attorney General, we are told, had cooperated with the U.S. authorities in the apprehension, the prosecution and extradition of this young man. And now you say the Attorney General lacks credibility to undertake such an exercise of this nature. Number three, this gentleman in question was actually appointed under your government. And remember, the gentleman made allegations. The gentleman resisted, or the gentleman made comments which were recorded. The gentleman resisted some of the things contained in the issues that were before the court. And now you are saying that our Attorney General that has taken steps to even make efforts to bring Ken Oforiatta back to Ghana to account for his stewardship does not have the credibility to do this. I hate equalization, but can the same thing be said of this same very party when they were in government? Would they have been courageous this way to have even taken these steps that the Attorney General wants to take? Why are they preempting what the Attorney General wants to do? We were in this same country. Before even Cecilia Dapin resigned, somebody issued a letter which was described as love letter to say, I know at the end of the day you will be cleared. When this country, when a number of them were cleared, that is not what the reset agenda is about. So I am thinking that, as with all respect to my colleague, my senior at the bar, I think that their allegation, their fear is without merit. Has the Attorney General done anything to merit what they claim? Now, he also talks about the fact that the Attorney General entered nolle prosequi. I wish he should go back and read a bit of the decided cases, particularly the one involving Gregory Afoko, where the Supreme Court says that the entry of nolle prosequi was firmly within the remit of the Attorney General's powers. And you see, I always say that before you go to court, you must look at public policy, public interest. You must look at the likelihood of securing a conviction. And if this Attorney General has realized that there is no way I could secure conviction based on the evidence before me, why go on? You handled a case for over eighth year, if my memory serves me right, and the people could not be convicted. And you want somebody to continue, assuming that was being done by a private enterprise. How much would they have cost Ghana government for all the 6-7 years that you were on the frolic of trying to nail somebody at all costs? Now, this government is determined. Remember, President John Dramani Mahama, His Excellency, has enacted a code of conduct for his appointees. And this government is determined to make sure that it is not tainted with any form of corruption. And you say the Attorney General does not have the credibility to do this. Who else would do? We were in Ghana, this very country, when there was a presidential commission on the Ayawaso West Wugon. What happened after that? The commission's work was thrown to the dogs. Is that the sort of thing you want us to do? And at the end of the day, just to say that we told you they can't come out with anything. If it is within the remit of the Attorney General to do, he squarely has the ability and the capability to do it.
So in essence, you're saying that the opposition MPP does not have any case to complain.
None whatsoever. And as the lawyers will say, it's unmeritorious, it's frivolous, it's meant to annoy persons, and it's only meant to throw dust into the eyes of the Ghanaian public. If the Attorney General, if the law is such that it's the Attorney General that can do it, he is entitled to do it. And I've given you that he should, with respect to him, he should pick a copy of the case involving the Republic versus Gregory Afoko, where they challenged the use of nolle prosequi by Attorney General. The Supreme Court said that it is well within the remit of the Attorney General to exercise nolle prosequi without giving reasons. You see, I personally, that's not the position of the party, who blame the Honorable Dominic Ayine. He's too transparent. The law does not, and there are decided cases, does not impose on the Attorney General to offer explanation whenever he enters nolle prosequi.
Mm.
But the administration of his own, the Honorable Dr. Ayine has decided to offer explanation. Perhaps that is where he might have erred, maybe for being transparent. And perhaps that is where he erred, that the MPP has picked on. Otherwise, he has... Let me tell you, I think in the Tetevi case, in the Atoforsen case, do you know that Godfrey Dami entered nolle prosequi for one of them? And I think in the Tetevi case also, they entered nolle prosequi. But those didn't attract the attention that is attracting today. So it is within the Attorney General. If that is the only reason for which you're saying that the Attorney General lacks credibility, then I don't think they have any case. It's mere puff.
Mm. Don Goyet, Naneje Bafwewa, as I mentioned earlier, is the MPP MP for Menchia South. Mr. Bafwewa, welcome to the program. The NDC has described your allegations as frivolous. In fact, Theophilus says that, if anything, this Attorney General, Dominic Ayine, has been too transparent.
Thank you very much. I struggle to see the basis for which he says that Attorney General has been too transparent. In any event, he has not even answered the question you asked him. Firstly, the point is that we have seen an Attorney General whose first public act was to have filed a nolle prosequi involving cases, irrespective of cases, involving former appointees of the NDC government, President Mahama I government, or persons who were not appointees but are members, senior members of the party. Is that in dispute? That is not in dispute. Now, when that happens, would there be a justification for anybody to trust the Attorney General? That clearly will not be a justification. It didn't end there. To the extent that even persons that have been surrogates of the government, of the party, that speaks for the party, who fell foul with the law, they even went to the Supreme Court to get cleansing for them, right? So clearly, the Attorney General, what is evident in this country is that we now have an Attorney General who has established a separate justice system for members of the NDC. I expected my brother to give us a better explanation as to why we shouldn't be concerned with that. His response is that, why should the case be in court for 8 years? The case is in court for 8 years. Is that a basis for you to discontinue it? Where in our law does it say that if a case is in court for a period exceeding a certain period or for a certain period, it should be discontinued? Where in our laws? Has he forgotten that the wheels of justice grind slow? And so that is no basis. Two, when we speak of the Unibank matter, the Attorney General himself came to tell us of a plea bargain. And you think that we are not deserving of the details of the plea bargain? Even in Parliament, he was evasive of the details. And so if you have an Attorney General who is evasive to even the people's representatives in Parliament, right, you think that the Attorney General deserves credit or deserves confidence when it comes to investigations involving persons who are connected to the NDC? Are you telling me that this time the Attorney General will do it differently? Why should we trust him when we couldn't trust him with what he inherited, why should we trust him? Now you are saying that because the Attorney General cooperated with the Americans for the prosecution. The fundamental question is, would he have cooperated if it had involved a person of the NDC stock? The evidence is no. The answer is no, because the evidence is his nolle prosequi that he filed on the 22nd. He filed when he assumed office on the 22nd of January 2025. And so, very respectfully, the answer which has been given by my colleague on the other side is very wobbly. There's no basis. Look, these are very serious matters, and we should not attend to them, right, with partisan lenses. Let's speak to evidence, let's speak to record, and the record will indicate each institution's capability so that we can assign responsibility to the office that is able to deal with this matter and deal with it very well for us.
And which office would you rather investigate this? OSP, Yoko, which one?
Currently, the evidence suggests a lack of complete confidence in current institutions to deal with the current NDC administration or members that are connected to it. And I'll speak to it, please, allow me. This week, we have read an epistle by the former special prosecutor, Mr. Martin Amidu, where he says that before he left office, he was undertaking investigations into this matter. However, when he left office, the matter strangely got lost on the update of the office of the special prosecutor. Would you say that you can trust the office of the special prosecutor to investigate this matter? I think that the matter we have at hand, right, there are two aspects of it. One aspect being that there has been a trend, right, you can call it a perennial occurrence, whereby persons, right, that have done business when an NDC government is in power, are convicted outside of Ghana. When they are convicted, they name persons who are politically exposed or persons who were appointees of the NDC government, who they say they bribed. This is the matter at hand. It is not a one-off occurrence. It is not something that happened twice. It is not something that has happened thrice. That is why you may want to call it perennial occurrence, because it's happened over and over again where the Republic of Ghana is embarrassed in foreign courts, right? This matter itself requires serious interrogation. Why our domestic security institutions are not able to handle or deal with this matter such that it has to be exposed in international court.
Nana, don't go yet. Let me bring in Adam Senan. He's an anti-corruption campaigner. Mr. Senan, welcome to the program. The debate about which investigative body or institution should investigate this matter has become very glaring, as you are hearing from both the NPP and the NDC. In your point of view, who should be tasked with investigating the Ghanaian officials cited in the U.S. court proceedings? Do I have Adam Senanu with me? Okay. It appears that, unfortunately, I have lost Adam Senanu on the line, but Theophilos Jimega is still with me. He's a lawyer and a member of the NDC communication team. Mr. Jimega, you've been listening to the MPP MP for Menchia South, who says that you have no case in calling their demands as frivolous. And in fact, he is disputing the fact that you claim that, if anything, the Attorney General, Dominic Aini, has been very transparent.
Yeah,
Right, and Theophilus, let me come in here. One of the other demands by the opposition NPP is that they want Ghanaian authorities to investigate and name the person identified as a relative of then-President John Mahama. Will government commit to investigating the alleged presidential relative named in U.S. court recordings? I want you to hold on for me. I'll come back to you because I understand that we're having some technical challenges with our Zoom. So my producers will try to raise both of you once again on the telephone lines to continue the conversation. But if you're just joining us, the story we are bringing you to you this evening is that the MPP says it has no confidence in Attorney General Dominic Aini to independently investigate or prosecute the latest bribery allegations involving the AXA Energy Power Project. Well, speaking at the party's headquarters a while ago, MP for Menchia South, Nanaya J. Bafwewa, who you heard from a while ago, says that the Attorney General's handling of several previous cases, including the Saglemi housing project and Unibank cases, has created concerns about selective accountability. Well, the MPP argues that because some of the people who could come under scrutiny are politically connected to the governing NDC, the investigation should be handled in a manner that inspires public confidence. Listen to him.
The MPP wishes to place on record its lack of confidence in the current Attorney General as far as the handling of this matter is concerned. Since assuming office on the 22nd of January 2025, Dr. Dominic Aini as Attorney General has been associated or has been keen with the filing of discontinuance or nolle prosequi or abandonment of prosecutions involving persons connected with both the previous government and the current NDC administration. We recall, in particular, the Attorney General's entry of nolle prosequi in matters including the SNIT scandal, the Saglemi housing projects case, the Cocoa Board related cases, the Unibank case, among others. These decisions have raised serious questions about accountability, the recovery of public funds, and the extent to which taxpayers may ultimately bear the financial consequences. In particular reference is the Unibank case, which forms part of a wider banking sector cleanup and involved substantial public expenditure. The Attorney General has not only come under criticism for failing to make critical disclosure before Parliament, the Attorney General has failed to make public details of the plea bargain that he purports to have entered into with the accused persons in the matter, thereby fueling concerns about transparency and accountability. Against this background, we do not believe that the Attorney General can command the confidence of the Ghanaian public to independently investigate or prosecute allegations involving officials or politically connected persons of the NDC. The repeated discontinuance of prosecutions involving persons associated with the NDC administration has created a reasonable perception of selective accountability. The Ghanaian people in this circumstance deserve investigations which they can have confidence in. One that is guided not by political affiliation, but by the evidence.